Happy Friday morning. It's time for another edition of Ask Sam.
Why do geese make V's?
Does a bumblebee sneeze?
Can a person eat trees?
Can a polar bear freeze?
Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
But I don't know. Ask Sam.
We got a good one this week, Rick. Here we go.
Hey, Sam. This is Jeff calling from Northwood, and I have a question for you. What makes laundry smell nice and fresh when you hang it out to dry? Thanks.
Wow. That's a really interesting question. It does smell different, doesn't it? And we're not just talking about, you know, maybe no fabric softener.
No. Yeah, we're talking about the actual, the smell of the thing that's been dried outdoors. Well, shall we start with the obvious?
Sure.
This is from Bob Monticello. He's the technical director of the International Antimicrobial Council, which researches how to keep clothes from getting stinky.
It has everything to do with where we're at. So if we hang our laundry out to dry in a neighborhood where you have lots of fresh flowers and fragrances floating around, that's going to be trapped into the fabric.
Line-dried clothes smell nice because it smells nice outside.
So should hang your sheets by the garden, I suppose?
Yeah, fresh air, fresh laundry.
But probably not when there's a lot of pollen about.
Yeah.
You want yellow bed sheets.
I mean, we take what we get. Obviously, if you dry your clothes over a bubbling vat of bolognese sauce, it's going to smell like a bubbling vat of bolognese sauce. Like, this isn't rocket science here. So that's the obvious thing. But there is a less obvious factor here. You ready to talk about bacteria?
Oh, am I, Sam?
The ugly truth is that we never really get rid of the total bacterial load that's on our fabrics, even with washing and drying.
Your dryer does not get hot enough to kill bacteria. And what is more, over the last couple of decades, laundry has been getting more environmentally friendly, which is a good thing. But that means lower water temperatures, which means killing less bacteria. And it also means we've been using less harsh detergents, which kill less bacteria. And all of this adds up to the fact that when your clothes come out of the washing machine, they are, in fact, covered in bacteria.
You can put in a sterile cloth into a washing machine, and it will come out just as dirty as everything else.
So then what exactly is the point of washing your clothes?
Well, I mean, obviously you get the schmutz off.
Is that a technical term?
No, I do have like a generalized rant about our general germophobia and how the vast majority of this bacteria is harmless and that sterilizing everything in our lives has unintended consequences. Mm-hmm. But for the purposes of answering this question, bacteria does in fact smell, and it is still in your clothes after something comes out of the dryer.
Just think about the kitchen towels that everybody has at home, that they may use it, they may wash it, and then the next day they bring it out, they may use it once, and it stinks again.
So here's the kicker, though. Line drying in direct sunlight means that you're bathing your clothing in UV radiation, and certain wavelengths of UV radiation blow apart the DNA of bacteria and kind of disable them. And in fact, if you drink water in the backcountry and you want to sterilize it so that you know the water right out of the stream doesn't give you something awful,
which you should,
you definitely should. There are these little UV pen lights they can buy.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
You just turn on a light, swish it around in your water bottle, and that UV light destroys the bacteria. Sunlight does the same thing.
Sunlight is an antiseptic.
It's not just a journalism trope. Mm-hmm. So line drying your clothes adds nice smells, but not only that, it blows apart the bad ones too.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it's not only an environmental move, but line drying is better to get the funk out of your clothes.
You got it, man.
At HPR's Sam Evans Brown, he hosts the podcast Outside In, and you can ask Sam a question that could end up on Ask Sam. Sam, how would they do that?
The number is 1-844-GO-OTTER, and the email address, if you'd like to record yourself on your smartphone and send in that sound file, is outsidein@nhpr.org.
Sam, thanks so much.
Thank you, Rick.
I got to go home and get some laundry done. This is Morning Edition from NHPR.
It's raining, Rick. You got to wait till it's sunny.